Hey, welcome to the Ramblings with Tasha Prescott. I am so glad that you have taken the time out of your busy schedule to join me on Ramblings. You never know what's going to happen, but I hope something resonates with you large enough for you to share and come back and visit again soon. Enjoy. Well, hello. Welcome to episode 8 of the Ramblings. I'm Tasha Prescott. So today's message is about faith. Now, before you click off because you think I'm about to preach to you, I want you to go on a ride with me really fast. I'm going to give you a little bit of background about me in case you have not been following me on social media for the last several years. I am a professional photographer located in North Carolina. I specialize in portraits and destination weddings. I absolutely love my job. And aside from family, one of my non-negotiables in life is my health and my wellness. I'm a huge advocate for living a healthy and fit life. I exercise 5-6 times a week. I eat clean about 85 to 90% of the time. I drink water. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. I've never smoked. I just am intentional about living. To some, that's crazy, you know. But to me, that just became my way of life. And I felt like I wanted to be present in my life and able to live fully. And so several years ago, I lost a lot of weight. I even got crazy enough to compete 5 years ago. And it's just been how I live. Okay. Now, why am I telling you that? Because this is an important part that you need to know before I get into today's rambling. All right. So now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about 2 weeks ago. I woke up. Still laying in bed, I woke up and I sat up and I said to myself, wow, my heart is racing. Can anybody relate? Like, has that ever happened to you? Like, you just wake up, you stretch, and you're like, something is off. And I had just sent a text to my sister and I text, my heart feels like it's racing. And I took a picture of my watch because when I checked my heart rate, it was 154 beats per minute. Now, that is absolutely ridiculous for someone whose resting rate is between 45 and 47. You can imagine how my heart felt like it was pounding. I felt like I had just did a HIIT, you know, a high intensity interval training. And all I did was wake up, no joke. And so after I looked at my Apple Watch, it kind of brought attention to what was happening. And I sat up and then it went to 164 and then 167. And like every minute it was going higher. And I could feel my heartbeat in my head. I wasn't having any chest pains, just what's the word? Pounding, you know? So it was just my daughter Akira and I at home, and I got up and I made my way to her room. And by the time I walked from my room to her room, I was leaning on the wall and just trying to breathe. And I said, Akira, give me your hand. And I put her hand up to my throat and I tried to see if she could feel my pulse. And at first she's like, what am I feeling for, mommy? And then I moved and she's like, oh my God, what did you do? It's like I woke up and this is what was happening. And so at that point, I'm calm. I'm a really calm person. I'm telling you, if you ever have an emergency happen to you, I am the person that you want in the room. Seriously, ask anybody. Cool, calm, collected, y'all. It's like, Akira, go get me a blood pressure cuff, bring it upstairs. By now, I've made my way down the hall. I sit down in the upstairs office and I'm trying to get my blood pressure and it's not reading. So at this point, I'm kind of feeling a little alarmed, but I'm staying calm because, you know, it's just me and baby girl. So I'm like, okay, it's not reading. Maybe the battery is low. And here she comes with batteries. We changed the batteries. It's still not reading. At this point, I know it has to be something seriously off. I look at my watch, 185. Okay, what do? I text my sister a picture and she says, call 911. And the mommy mode kicked in. And I'm like, I'm not calling an ambulance to freak my daughter out. I'm just not going to do it. And so I text a friend of mine and said, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, nothing, just chilling. And I said, okay, hey, I might need you to come take me to the emergency room. She's like, okay, let me get dressed, whatever, whatever. And so I start getting dressed because remember, I woke up like this. And no, that's not a reference to the song, but it's what happened. And so I get dressed and I check and I look at my watch again because at this point, my heart is pounding and I have a pain in the right side of my neck that's radiating down through my right arm. And so I look at my watch and it says 194. Now, inside, I'm like, okay, God, not like this. So I make my way downstairs. I have Akira grab my SCOS heart rate monitor. I put it on my arm. I tell her, turn on the Peloton. I'm going to sit right here and let it read my heart rate and see what's happening. Because maybe my watch is nuts. Now, I'm ignoring the fact I feel this pounding in my chest and I feel my heart rate in my head. And yet I'm looking for a gadget to tell me that my heart is doing something crazy, right? So I pull my Apple Watch off. I say, Kira, you put it on. Let's see what it says. It says 70. Okay, so it is me. It is definitely not my watch. And as we're watching on the bike, my heart rate is still rising. And at the highest, it hit 203. By the time my friend got here, it had come down a little bit. We were at about 155. I tell Akira, hey, I'll be back in a little bit. Love you. I'll call you. We begin our drive out to the hospital. I said, hey, take me to this hospital because that other one, they'll have me sitting in there all night before they even see me. And so we take a little bit further ride and we go to the other hospital. I'm still calm, you guys. I'm riding in the car. We're having a conversation. I'm watching my heart rate and I'm just thinking and I'm praying to myself, not like this, God, not like this. And so I text my sister and say, hey, I'm on the way to the ER. I'll let you know what they say. And so my friend pulls up to the emergency room door. She lets me out so she can go park. I walk in and the security lady is standing there. She says, how can I help you? And I said, I think I need to see someone. And she says, oh, who are you coming to visit? And I said, no, a doctor. By then I grab the front desk. I'm leaning over because I'm getting out of breath. And what's happening is my heart rate is going up again. Now, this little nurse that's sitting there, I said, hey, I woke up. My heart was racing. It's still racing. I look. My watch has now said AFib on the screen. It's given a warning. I don't know what's happening. And her response, seriously, was, your watch told you AFib? Do you actually feel something or just your watch telling you this? Now, this lady didn't look like me, and her entire tone left me feeling some sort of way. So did you take some drugs? What are you on? What did you drink? Ma'am, I woke up like this. I need somebody to help me. And so another lady walks up and she says, is everything okay? And I said, I can't breathe because at this point, it's bam, 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 bam. I mean, it's like my heart was pounding out of my chest. And I feel like if anybody actually paid attention, they could literally see my throat throbbing. They could see my chest moving. That's what was going on. And I look again, it's at 203. And I'm like, my heart rate is 203. The lady says, come on back to the back. We left little idiot sitting at the desk. Ooh, I'm sorry. Every time I think about how she treated me, it takes me to a place. We're going to move on. The lady takes me in the back, and she says, we're going to hook you up to this machine so we can see, you know, what's going on. And sure enough, the guy says, she's an aphid. Now that a nurse has said this, these motions start happening, guys. Like, next thing you know, they're laying this bed back and they're putting these probes all over my body, and it becomes a whole different situation. Remember, I was just standing in the lobby and the lady's asking me, had I been smoking or drinking or what drugs had I taken? And now all of a sudden, I'm important and I matter because a machine is telling them that my heart rate is 190. But me saying that was not enough. Next thing you know, I'm spread out. I got an IV going in one arm. I got a blood pressure cuff on the other arm. I got oxygen on my finger. And I'm being asked a million questions all at once. They said, do you want your friend back here? I said, no. So here I am in the back. In some sort of cardiac emergency. And I asked to be by myself. I didn't want them to bring my friend back there. And I'm still calm. And when I look back, I said, why would I want to be by myself? I never want my death to be on somebody else's eyes. And that's how I felt. I said, if I'm going to die today, I don't want my friend to be the one to watch me die. Even saying that now, when I look back, like, tears well up because that's how serious it was. And I remember the doctor coming in and he says, I can tell you work out. Tell me a little bit about you if you can. Take your time. And as he's doing this, he's telling me, you know, this is what's going on. They've already drawn my first batch of blood. And he's like, these levels are here. And so we're going to check that again. But right now, we just got to figure out what we got to do to bring this down. Because if it hits 160 again, this is what's going to have to happen. I'm going to have to stop your heart. And I'm like, say what? He's like, if it hits 160 again, I'm going to have to stop your heart. And we would have to restart it. Whoa! What is happening? What causes this? And at this point, I start to get a little less calm because I realize this might be serious. This is something real happening. And he's like, give me an ultrasound. And he starts ultrasounding my entire body. He's going through. And he's like, this looks good. This looks good. This looks good. Okay, carotid looks good. Oh, I just don't know. Give me those lab stats. The labs come back. My labs are like textbook perfect. Textbook perfect, guys. Even my iron, which is mind-blowing. My blood is even good. Right? But there's a new word I'd never heard. He says, okay, we got a problem. Her troponin levels have doubled since she got here. I'm like, what is troponin? So as soon as he leaves the room, I grab my phone, I Google troponin, and ooh, I see heart attack. So I'm like, did I have a heart attack? Am I having a heart attack? He's like, no, calm down. We got to get you to stay calm. I said, okay. He says, because the last thing I want to do is to have to stop your heart. Y'all, when I said, oh my God, and I started praying and I was praying and I was praying and I was praying. And all of a sudden, my heart rate corrected and it came down to about 57. And he's watching me. He's like, we're going to watch this. I'm still having this pain in my neck and my right arm. And so he orders them to do a D-dimer because they want to make sure that there's not a blood clot that is causing this. And, you know, I'm just hearing all of these medical terms, and in my mind, I'm thinking, me, the perfectly healthy woman who has been sharing all February long about heart health, am laying in an emergency room with all of these monitors on and machines beeping and all of these things related to my heart. It didn't make sense. Even the doctor said, this doesn't make sense. Why is this happening to you? I'm like, I don't know. Why am I sharing? Because let's be honest, you know, in the field that I work, I have a lot to lose by sharing my story. You know, people may be afraid I'm going to drop dead before their wedding and just decide that's not who I want to hire, right? You know? But it's so important for me to share this because of the life that I live, it shouldn't be happening to me. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Because of the healthy lifestyle that I live, by all accounts, this should not be happening to me. So we're going to fast forward a little bit because I really don't want this to get too long. That hospital didn't have a cardiac unit, and they consulted with a cardiologist who's like, no, send her here. So I was transported via ambulance to another hospital. I spent the next several days in the cardiac unit. Me. I was on no medication. Let's be clear. When the transport got there to pick me up, they gave me a shot in my stomach for, I forgot what it's called, but it was a blood thinner. Because now they're trying to prevent blood clots. Because in AFib, the fear is developing a blood clot in the heart that would then travel to my brain and cause a stroke. Do y'all understand how many hours had passed with my heart fighting? Fighting. And he said it best. He reached over and he touched my arm and he said, I know you're asking yourself, why me? I do everything right. But instead, I want you to look at it like this. Thank God it's you. Because of the life that you live, you are still here. Because of the life that you live, you are still here. Not everybody's heart can go through what yours just went through at 203 beats per minute with zero medication to stop it, with zero medication to bring it down. Your heart self-corrected because it said, uh-uh, not today. It was strong enough to get through that. And you're going to be okay. But we got to figure out the why. And so we're sending you over there. So I was transferred over to the other hospital. It's now 11 o'clock at night. Remember, I woke up like this. So this is an entire day spent at the other hospital now. And I'm transferred to the cardiac unit and they admit me. And I'm hearing more terms and they've checked this troponin level. And so mine has now tripled from the time that I came in. So my heart is still giving reads as though I've had a heart attack, as though I've been in cardiac arrest, and I haven't. But that means that there's some sort of damage that has happened in this process to my heart. My little healthy, never had a problem heart that I take such good care of. I want you to understand that when I was promoting heart health this entire month of February, I had no idea that this would happen to me. I share it because I've lost a friend that every February, that's what he did. He's no longer here. And so I wanted to make sure that his efforts did not die with him. And so we wear red for heart health. I'd pop on my red lipstick and I'd share every single day we wear red for heart health. And now here I am, a perfectly healthy 40-year-old fit woman laying in a hospital bed in the cardiac unit waiting on a cardiologist. And then here they come and let's check her troponin levels again, and they've risen again, so we can't do a stress test. We're going to do a heart catheter on her, and I'm just like, my God, what is happening?
And I began to pray a little harder. And I'm sitting there and they're like, don't eat. Yeah, you can eat. No, don't eat, because they're trying to decide what they're going to do. They didn't know what to do with me. You see, there was no background history on why this was happening. So how do we treat this? I think she can handle the stress test. No, we can't do it because her troponin levels are this high. And here I am just looking, and I remember my sister was there with me at this point, and I look at her and I could see on her face the fear. And now I'm scared. And so they decide I could handle the stress test. You know, my heart had self-corrected and it was back down to about 50, and it seemed to be, you know, good. So they take me for the stress test, and it takes me 9 minutes to get up to my target of 153. And he's like, you do this, huh? You ride, you run. I was like, I'm about that healthy life. I don't pretend. It's who I am. I'm really about that life. And his cardiologist pat me on the back and he says, I can tell. We're going to figure this out. And so they send me back to my room, and I sat in that room by myself for the rest of the night. And what I realize now is being there by myself gave me so much time to think, time to pray, and time to really think about how I would live my life with purpose beyond myself going forward. The one thing I failed to mention in all of this is when this is happening, I'm due to get on a plane in 10 days to shoot a wedding in Jamaica. So everybody was sworn to silence. There will be no post. Post something, because I'm active on social media every day, post something, but nothing about this. This is going to be okay. God's got this. And so there was never a post about what was happening to me. Every time I saw a new doctor, I would mention, hey, I got a question. I'm due to get on a plane in a couple days. I got to shoot a wedding. Is that okay? Am I going to be okay? You know, and they reassured me. It's like, you're going to be fine. You'll be fine. Every day I said, hey, I'm feeling better. You know, my heart rate has stayed good. So can I go home today? And they checked those troponin levels, and the answer would be no. I'm still on zero medication. Let me tell you, God is so good. But because those levels were so elevated, they couldn't let me leave. And as I'm a salesperson, you guys. I was trying to negotiate my way out of the hospital until this statement. Sure, you could leave. You could leave right now. We cannot hold you against your will. But you could walk out of that door, go into AFib, drop dead, and die today. And that's when the true reality hit me on how serious this was. I didn't ask anymore. So I spent several days there. And when I got out, a couple days later, I hopped on a plane. I flew to Jamaica, and I spent the next 4 days in Jamaica photographing my client's week and their wedding, and I'm back. Now, I had my first appointment with the cardiologist since all of this happened on yesterday. And although the appointment didn't go how I expected it to go, I know God is in control. I know He's a healer.
I know that there is purpose in all of this and his using of me to educate people on why heart health and just their health and wellness in general is so important. Because now I've had a second cardiologist say, I'm so glad you live the way you live, because anyone else, for what I'm looking at, may not be here having a conversation with me. So my goal now is to prevent it from happening again. Because at the extreme level that you had of this, you may not make it out the next time. And I sat there in that room after he left for probably 10 minutes. And when I got up to leave, the tears just began to flow, because remember, I was calm the whole time. Looking back, I know that was nothing but God. That was God protecting me, protecting my heart, protecting the heart of my children. I'm not going to worry myself to death, literally. I'm allowed zero stress. That's funny all by itself. I got two kids in college, one in the Army, one graduating from high school. No stress. And then I start thinking how I want to be here to see them graduate from college, to see them get married, to see them pursue their dreams, to see them reach their level of success. I will do everything in my power to live my best life going forward. Because in the blink of an eye, my life became short. And I realized just how fast all of the things that I've worked for can be taken away. And what I know for sure, none of it matters. Only thing that matters is my family and completing the purpose that God placed me here to do. So, I'm sorry, this podcast got so long. You know, you just never know. And why am I sharing at the expense of probably scaring future business away? Because my story may save someone else's life. I hope you're listening and you make a decision to live better every day, to make brighter choices, to make better choices, to have the water over the alcohol, to do the walk over sitting on the couch. I hope that you hear my story, because I am perfectly healthy and this happened to me. You're listening to a podcast that could be you listening to my eulogy, and I'm so thankful every single day that this is my story. So for those that pray, I ask that you continue to keep me in your prayers. Apparently, this is going to be an interesting journey ahead. That's all I got. If you listened this far, thank you. Share the story. You never know whose life could be changed. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Tasha Prescott.